Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The second baseman, Alcozar. Batting third. The right fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. One out. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar takes first base on ball four. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kozar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up Kozar. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Masterson is called out on strikes. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cozar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dobie moves to second. Ernest Groth pinch runs for Wally Judnick. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Robinson now playing first base. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive towards short. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Masterson covering. Safe. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Masterson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cozar takes first base on ball 4. Cone moves to second. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson strikes out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Cone scores. Cozar moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.